There are probably several things in your house that you take for granted and don't even consider throwing out and replacing, but these are things that you should change out regularly, and what happens if you don't? HVAC filters. On average, you should replace your HVAC filter at least every 3 months. By doing so, you're gonna make sure the airflow through the system is uninhibited, and it's gonna go through and make sure everything is operating at its peak performance. If you don't replace them regularly, it can really hurt the performance, it can drive up your energy costs, and if it's a newer unit and you're not maintaining it properly, sometimes it may even invalidate the warranty. Vacuum filters. Okay, check your owner's manual on this one, because every vacuum is a little bit different, but typically you're gonna need to change your filter out between every 6 months to every 2 years. Not only is it gonna keep it sucking better, it's also gonna make sure that it doesn't impact how hard it's working, which could entail become a fire hazard. Smoke detectors. So this one's actually pretty easy to take into consideration. When do you replace a smoke detector? When it stops working, or 10 years, whichever comes first. But the most important thing you need to know is you need to be checking them monthly. If you don't hear the beeping going off, indicating the batteries are going low, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's still working properly. Make sure you check them once a month, because if you do have a fire in your house, you want them operating at top efficiency. Kitchen sponge. This is probably one of the most neglected things that everybody has in their house that they hang on to way longer than they need to. Your kitchen sponge should not be used for more than 2 weeks at a time. They start to get disgusting, they smell terrible, and they're gonna harbor bacteria that can make you sick. GFCI outlets. So GFCIs don't need to be replaced as regularly as some of these other items, but you do need to make sure that you get them replaced as soon as they stop working. The best way to do that is to make sure that you're testing them every month by hitting the test button to make sure it shuts down any appliance that you have plugged in. Thanks for checking out the Air and Advantage podcast. Make sure you check the show notes to find the link to the article where I found this information. If you have any other household items that you know need to be replaced regularly, you can tweet me at Air and Advantage.